Hey, it's Giving Tuesday, and I'm Dee Mae Roberts with Stage and Studio, and I want to welcome you to this membership drive edition of Stage and Studio. We're going to be featuring some great shows today, some great theater artists. Portland Center Stage's two holiday shows with director Brandon Woolley of the poignant A Christmas Memory and Winter Song, and then actress Lauren Modica of the very funny Twist Your Dickens, both shows at Portland Center Stage. Then we're going to hear from Michael Mendelson, artistic director of Portland Shakespeare Project's poetic world premiere of Pericles Wet by Ellen Margolis. And we're going to have tickets. Yes, tickets for all of these shows available for your KBOO membership. If you call now, you can get a head start on them at 1-877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. Now, joining me via phone right now is director Brandon Woolley of Portland Center Stage. Welcome to Stage and Studio, Brandon.
Thank you so much, Dee Mae.
Hey, great to hear your voice. Now, Christmas Memory. We don't have a lot of time because it's membership drive, you know, edition, but we're going to talk about Christmas Memory. It's an autobiographical poignant story by Truman Capote about his time as a seven-year-old in Alabama and his relationship with his elderly cousin and best friend during Christmas time. And it's a holiday classic, isn't it, Brandon?
It is. You know, it's something that I wasn't altogether familiar with until a couple of years ago. And I picked it up, gave it a read, and immediately fell in love with the relationships and the story and just sort of the nostalgia of it all. And it was a favorite of our audiences back in the early 2000s. And we thought, why not bring it back this year and pair it with something brand new as well?
Oh, I remember a short film. I think it was a short film quite a long time ago with Geraldine Page.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful story, very poignant, very, you know, very nostalgic story. Along with that, you're going to be pairing a new show that you're putting together with singer Meredith K. Clark. And it's with her favorite holiday songs. Is that correct? Tell me more about this show.
Yeah, so it's a brand new offering. Meredith and I have been working on it for about a year now when we decided that we needed something to go with the Christmas Memory. And it's gone through a bunch of different iterations, and what we've sort of finally landed on and what folks will see when they come to PCS right now is sort of a collage of not necessarily holiday songs, but songs that are evocative of feelings that we all have during winter. So that's going to be, you know, love, loss, warm, cozy, good feelings, but also the sort of, you know, in the Pacific Northwest, it gets cold and dark at 5 p.m. And so there's room for that in the show. And
oh, please, please. Yes, because I get so depressed, you know, so we need something to get us out of our winter blues, don't we?
Yeah, and sprinkled throughout, we also, we actually get responses from audience members every single night during pre-show that are then worked into the winter song portion that sort of dovetail off of the idea of Truman Capote's Christmas Memory and what are the memories of the audience that are in, that are there seeing the show that evening as well, will be worked into the show every single night.
Well, that was my next question, is how do these two shows, A Christmas Memory and Winter Songs, connect? And can you tell us more about how they do connect?
Yeah. So they're definitely two separate pieces, but we don't take an intermission. We just go straight from one right into the other. And one of the things that Meredith and I were really interested in was connecting with the audience and sort of having a communal space when you're coming into the theater. And so one of the ways that we were able, we sort of thought, okay, well, why don't we have four or five questions that we're asking that people can then write down memories that they have about a time that maybe they were stuck somewhere during the winter, or what their favorite escape might be during the holidays, or just what their favorite thing is about winter. I mean, one of the songs in the show is My Favorite Things by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And so looking at what are the memories that are connecting all of us together at this time of year, and how do they differ from one another? How do they sync up perfectly, and how can we make space for that down in our studio at PCS?
Well, we didn't have time to play one of Meredith K. Clark's songs, but would you describe her music and her, you know, just what she sounds like as a singer?
Oh, totally. She has such an amazing ability to go between so many different genres of music. I mean, over the course of the evening, you have sort of folksy guitar playing with piano accompaniment on songs like Little Tree, which is actually a song that she wrote the music to, but is set to the lyrics of Little Tree by E.E. Cummings. That's just this beautiful sort of folk, lush song. Then we have Home Again by Carole King is in the show. And then, you know, a jazz standard, Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home. So she's really able to vacillate back and forth between all of these different genres and, you know, give you a powerhouse vocal and then give you such a subtle, beautiful sound as well. So I think there's a little something for everyone. And if people have been to see, you know, Fiddler on the Roof for the last 5 years, or maybe even Wicked when it came through the first national tour in Portland, she was on that. So she's just quite impressive.
Quite an incredible singer, huh? Yeah, a vocalist. Now, you mentioned there's no intermission, but what's the running time?
The running time is 85 minutes, so it's quick, and you can have you out the door and ready for a cocktail, or you can have one during the show as well. There's an onstage bar right at the top of the show to sort of get you in that holiday spirit.
Well, it sounds like something you want to like take eggnog or something like that, or
yeah,
you know, some kind of like warm drink into the Ellen By studio. Because it sounds like you're trying to create like this living room feel.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, it's our normal seating, but that was one of our original ideas. Is like, well, how can we make it feel as if everyone is just cozied up right by the fireplace with us? And I think we've really achieved that with some of their chandeliers hanging all over the space, and, you know, the floor continues out under the audience. So we're sort of trying to bring everyone into that environment and make you feel nice and cozy.
Well, Christmas Memory and Winter Songs runs through December 31st during the holiday times. All shows are in the Ellen By Studio, Portland Center Stage at the Armory, located at 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in downtown Portland. Tickets are available at pcs.org, or you can be getting a pair now by calling 1-877-500-5266 or kbu.fm, because we have 4 pairs of tickets available for your memberships right now. And we have all that info at stageandstudio.org and kbu.fm/stageandstudio2. But thank you so much, Director Brandon Woolley. Thank you so much, Brandon Woolley, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm Dimay Roberts. And, you know, I've been talking to multi-talented Portland actress Lauren Modica, who just finished her first season at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Now, she's back in Portland for Portland Center Stage's Twist Your Dickens. Oh, my gosh. It's such a hilarious send-up of holiday shows. I saw it 2 years ago. And it was created by the Second City Comedy Troupe. And it is a send-up of every holiday show, including A Christmas Carol and Wizard of Oz, and all kinds of different shows. I talked with Lauren Modica last week about returning to Twist Your Dickens.
We've all been thrilled that the show's returned to such lovely response from audiences. And it was really exciting to get the news that we'd be back this year.
Is it the whole same cast?
We have one new addition who is a very familiar and beloved face to Portland audiences, Darius Pierce. John San Nicolas is going to be hugely missed, but he is working his little tail off elsewhere.
Yeah, he's in The Humans at Artist Row.
Yes, yeah. And so we miss him. We hope that he'll drop by for at least a visit, but I think we're all really excited to welcome Darius into the fold.
Well, it was such a fun show. I'm just excited to see it again. So tell me a little bit about it, so for people who haven't seen it before.
I like to describe it as like an SNL Christmas special. It comes out of Chicago.
Second City, right?
Second City, Chicago, which is an improv institution. And it was written by Bobby Mort and Peter Gwynn. And the first year that we did it at Portland Center Stage, it was the first time that it had been done outside of, I believe, the Chicago or LA production of it. So we got our hands on it first.
It lampoons a lot of different, not just Christmas Carol, but there, I think, Wizard of Oz and a whole bunch of holiday shows, too.
Right. We take shots at Wizard of Oz, sort of the Rankin and Bass, like stop motion Christmas specials that we're all familiar with. And we just sort of have a ball. And then there's lots of improv and chances for more topical humor. And we're lucky enough to have a connection to Second City and the writers and the original team. So there's some special rewrites and edits that we get to do and get permission to do and perform, which keeps it really fresh for us, but I think also for the audience. Even if you've seen it in a season or two prior, you come back and it's a whole new show.
I have to imagine there's some new political humor in there.
Oh, yes. I think that is definitely... I'll keep it pretty hush-hush.
Can you tease us a little bit?
Let's just say that there is a couple of faces who I know I at least miss dearly from the political Washington scene, but they show up, and so we're hoping it's going to be a hoot.
Okay, and anybody that you lampoon that is in the current administration?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to keep that a secret.
You have to.
I have to. And the other thing is that it changes. I mean, we'll have the script and we'll have an idea of what we're doing. But once we get into the rehearsal room and we start tossing around ideas or experimenting, new stuff comes into play.
Well, that's very exciting because that was part of the fun of the Twist Your Dickens that I saw at Portland Center Stage. It was just inserting like topical humor in there, just right. One-liners.
Yeah, just one-liners, and we'll even find stuff that takes place over the course of a run, and we'll slip it in there, or we'll write and get permission and be like, this got a really big reaction, can we keep it in? Or this was a mistake that turned into something really fun and spontaneous.
Well, it just seems like also that, you know, when you have such a fun show that's all humor and and you get to play a variety of different characters, almost like sketch humor,
exactly.
You know, but that the ensemble has to have fun and get along with each other and yeah. Just really play.
Yeah, I think that's crucial. Sam Dinkowitz, who's also in the cast, posted something on Facebook and he said that doing this show, even as it's changed throughout the years, it's been sort of his one constant holiday tradition. And I agree with that completely. I think that it's something that we all look forward to. We're one big family, for better or worse. And, you know, like any holiday family get together, there's plenty of laughter and hopefully not too much annoyance with one another. But I love them so much, and I'm so excited that we've sort of built this and get to continue creating it and experiencing it together.
Well, I want to encourage everybody to see Twist Your Dickens at Portland Center Stage because it was so much fun. I don't remember laughing as hard as I did. You know, that's the hardest I've laughed in the last 2 years, I think.
Yeah, we love hearing that. We love hearing that. Please do come. We'd love to see you.
So the other thing is that I just want to congratulate you. You just completed your first year at Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and you have been renewed.
Yes.
And so you're going into your second year. Tell me about that.
I start my second season at OSF 2 days after Twist closes, so it's going to be a whirlwind, and I'm super excited. I think that the first year was such a whirlwind and such an honor, and to be asked back for a second year is just, you know, it's like you hope for it, you wish for it, you dream about it, and for it to happen was just Christmas come early, you know, Christmas came early for me.
Well, and also because you're an Oregon girl.
Right. So,
I mean, you grow up with this, as I did.
Exactly. It's like you know about it. And I remember going in high school. So to be there working as an adult is just surreal at times. And it's a really fantastic opportunity for challenge and change and growth as an artist, as a person. And I'm thankful for it beyond measure.
Well, do you know what roles you're going to be doing next year?
I do. So I'm in two shows. I'm in Sense and Sensibility, directed by Hannah Sharif, and then Romeo and Juliet, directed by Damaso Rodriguez. And I play a variety of characters in each one. And that's one of my favorite things to do, much like Twist Your Dickens.
Getting to work with Damaso at OSF, I mean, that's like full circle,
isn't
it?
It's exciting, yeah. It's a little bit of Portland pride.
That was Lauren Modica in Twister Dickens, which runs December 5th through the 31st at Portland Center Stage. More info and tickets at pcs.org. Or you know what? You can pick up a pair of tickets right now by calling KABU at 1-877-500-5266 or go to kabu.fm and show your support for Giving Tuesday and for Stage and Studio. I'm coming up on my 20th anniversary this year, later on this year, or next year, actually. So, you know, it's been a while. So do show your support. 1-877-500-5266. I'm going to be going now to Michael Mendelson, who's the Artistic Director of Portland Shakespeare Project. Hello, Michael.
Hi, May. How are you?
Oh, it's crazy time. You know about fundraising, don't you?
I do. I know it well.
Give us your 10-second pitch for KABU.
For KABU? Well, I was just hearing you say 20 years of being on the air, which
crazy.
Is extraordinary. And it is shows like yours that just infuse life into the arts community. So I encourage everyone who's listening to make a generous donation, whatever they can feel they can spare at this time of year, to help the arts thrive in Portland. We have an amazing community, and it's only with the support of your listeners that we get to do what we do.
Well, if they call now at 1-877-500-526, they could pick up a pair of tickets to your show, which is Pericles Wet by Ellen Margolis, and it is a world premiere. She's a veteran Portland playwright. Can you tell us?
She is.
I mean, she really is. And so can you tell us, you know, how much is it based on Pericles by Shakespeare, or is it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it is loosely based on Shakespeare's Pericles, Prince of Tyre. It is an adaptation, and one of the wonderful things I love about this adaptation, if you're familiar with Pericles, Hesperides, the daughter of Antiochus, who has some very challenging things happen to her as a young girl and even a young woman, and in this political atmosphere, I'm not actually saying what it is, but you can imagine.
Well, now, how when you're alluding to political atmosphere, how does it relate to a modern audience?
Hesperides is being sexually abused by her father.
Ah.
And Pericles has a chance to rescue her, and he doesn't because he's young. That's Pericles wet behind the ears. And he takes off, and he has this world of adventures. And he comes back with remorse and compassion for her. And it is his hero's journey. So it's loosely based on the story of Pericles, but we get to see Hesperides return after this episode, and to see her growth as a woman in this world.
It does relate to right now with the Me Too, movement, which has been so great about, you know, uncovering a lot of the abuse that's going on for women and for men as well.
Ellen's goal. She wanted to give rise to Hesperides' voice, and that's what interested her. And so that interested me as well, and that's how the seed of Pericles Wet began.
Well, you know, Michael, we're kind of running towards the end of time here for this show, but I just wanted to give out the information about the world premiere of Pericles Wet by Ellen Margolis. The show runs December 1st through December 17th, only 2 weeks, Thursday through Sunday on the Alder Stage of Artist Preparatory Theater.
It's a three-week run.
Oh, it's a three-week. Okay, December 1st through December 17th.
Can I say something really
quick? Real quick, yeah.
Real quick, what I love about this show, it is a story of love and loss, innocence and hope, and it follows this hero's journey and the consequences from action and his redemption. It's a great show for to bring the family along.
And we have pairs of tickets if you call KABU right now at 1-877-500-5266 or go to kabu.fm and show your support. Michael Mendelson, hard work here, you know, bringing, you know, classic works to a modern audience. World premiere of Pericles Wet, December 1st through the 7th at Artist Reps Alder Stage, Portland Shakespeare Project's Artistic Director, Michael Mendelson. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, May. Thank you.
You take care.
Bye.
That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, urging you in these final few seconds to show your support for Stage and Studio and and KBOOT.FM right now for Giving Tuesday. This is an important day. The more we can raise on this single day will show how much this community and this membership really cares about KBOO. And it really shows to donors as well, for future donors, that we can pull together as a community to show support for this community radio station. KBOOT.FM or 1-877-500-526. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm Dime Roberts. Thanks to Tave Fashe Drake for engineering. And you can hear the show later today at kboo.fm/stageandstudio or at stageandstudio.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for your support. 1-877-500-5266.